Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Sowing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years?
Thanks again. Bring us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please go to my website and use it to your advantage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Or if you just want to type in jimblasingame.com, that'll work too. And it's not that hard. Not as hard as it sounds. Bill Treasurer is our guest. T-R-E-A-S-U-R-E-R. He is the treasurer. He is the chief innovation, chief excitement, chief everything officer over at Giant Leap Consulting. He's the author of Leaders Open Doors, a radically simple leadership approach to lift people, profits, and performance. Available wherever books are sold. I really encourage you to check it out. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. Bill the Fourth. Now, Bill the Third, that was your dad.
Yeah.
And he recently passed away, and so I want to dedicate the rest of this show to his memory.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for honoring. I know you have a heavy heart right now, but just hang on to those memories. That's the thing. My dad has been gone for a few years now, but you know what? He's really never left me.
I'll bet.
And it's almost like I never stop thinking about him because he's always pops up into my mind. And we're talking about leadership open doors. I mentioned in the previous segment about people who never really thought they were being a leader, never thought they were being all that, you know, they probably never thought they were being all that impactful, but they were just by living their lives and being quality people and doing the right thing. And letting me watch. Mm-hmm. And my dad was one of those guys. Mm-hmm. My dad was no philosopher, but he's one of the smartest guys I knew. I think you have to, if you just pay attention and you try to hang out with people who are really, truly good human beings, you'll learn a lot from them.
No doubt. I mean, the lesson you suggest is to hang out with the people who, like you say, hold their integrity, live their values, are worthy role models. Because you get so much. And sometimes it's just by observing those people and how they respond to situations, their reasonability, their perspective, how they calm you down when you face a challenging situation. All of those things you receive when a person is acting in a leader-like way. And, of course, Jim, the opposite's also true. You want to avoid people who do the opposite because those people can have a real corrosive effect on your own character if you hang around those people that are not good role models. I mean, we learn some significant leader lessons from bad leaders about how not to be. So you're right, choosing the people you hang around with and, you know, soaking up as much as you can from the good leaders and running as far as you can from the bad leaders is probably a good strategy.
Right. Well, exactly. And now you had another story of the gentleman that you mentioned earlier that you were going to tell us about.
Yeah. Well, I dedicated Leaders Open Doors to five leaders who had opened doors for me of opportunity. And one of them is Heinz Brannon, the person that I worked with at Accenture. But I want to communicate to your listeners that it's not always about some proving ground door that they opened up to you or some, giving you a promotion or something. Sometimes the leader's role is to hold a mirror up to yourself and give you the courageous feedback that other people have avoided giving you, and they help you see yourself in a different way. And I can remember I worked for Heinz for about 6 years, but about 3 years into it, he said, Bill, I want to give you some feedback. He said, I'm noticing something that I think is going to become a drag on your career if you don't address it. And the challenge is that people are starting to notice, in my opinion, and I think you can do something about it, but here's what I want you to know. Bill, I think you're starting to become a brown noser. Oh, it hurt, Jim.
Oh, no.
It hurt. And it hurt because, you know, Gandhi once said that the truth only hurts if it should. And it stung because I know that there was some truth to it. I had always felt myself to be sort of politically savvy, maybe even a bit of a schmoozer, And what Hines said is, Bill, you don't have to laugh at my jokes harder than they are funny to get ahead. Not only is that manipulation, but it's dishonest. And ultimately what he did, Jim, was give me permission. He said, Bill, you're a clever guy, you're a smart guy, and you have a lot of your own creative instincts. Why don't you follow those to get ahead instead of trying to laugh at people's jokes harder than they are funny? In other words, believe in yourself, give yourself permission to care less what other people think about you, and stop being a people pleaser. It was a great message. And, you know, he, because I knew he cared about me, wasn't doing that to make me feel small. He wasn't competing with me, trying to feel better than me by making me, you know, a small person. He did it because he really cared and took an interest in my career. He did it privately. He told me how not to do it. He told me it was natural as a young 30-year-old something to do that. But ultimately, it strengthened me as a consultant, as a writer, as a person, because now I do care a little bit less about people, what they think about my opinions and writings, and I write with more muscle as a result of it, but only because he had the courage to give me the feedback that other people had avoided.
Recently, I talked to a person who's going to become, maybe become a resource for us, and who needs to push us into areas that we, you know, is going to need to really, you know, be forceful with us in order to help us get better. And I told her, I said, you know what, you'll never hurt yourself being honest with me. So don't hold back. And she said, I need to hear that, because, you know, she didn't, if I'm her customers, you know, you got to, sometimes you have to tiptoe around customers. I said, you got to be honest with me. And I think that's, I think that was good advice that your mentor gave you. GiantLeapConsulting.com, is that right?
GiantLeapConsulting.com and LeadersOpenDoors.com.
All right. Thanks, Bill, for being here. Bill Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.